many katas, there is always a place free for Krishna to come. He's sitting in the back. Here he is on the altar. Then there's places for saints, for Shiva, for all kinds of heavenly, of divine personalities. So they will all their places on the altar. But I wanted to just say, talk about the sacred atmosphere or the sacred dimension or nature of this. It is something to be approached with respect, with devotion, with all these feelings which make the appearance of bhakti possible. So I would like to start with chanting, tuning your in. I know you have done a lot of chanting, but chanting is always good. Namo, everyone, please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Vishnaya Bhutale, Shimate Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve, Gauravani Pacharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Paskatya Deshatarine, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sing again, one more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Time, please sing everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Shri Krishna is very, very fond of his cows in Vrindavan. Every morning he goes out with the cows for cow herding pastimes. During that time he walks in front of the cows, playing his flute. And every evening he returns with the cows, and at that time he walks behind the cows, fully covered with the dust of Braj, which is moved up by the hoofs of the cows. Krishna trained cow herding by first, when he was very young, taking care of the calves who could only go to the edge of the village because they were small. And in this way, Nanda and Yashoda always still had a glance on Krishna. But the day came where Krishna had changed. Yashoda said to her friends, I don't know what happened with my boy. He doesn't want to be bathe by me any longer. But he behaves differently. And also Nanda noticed, sometimes Krishna, who used to tell me everything, is no longer speaking to me. So his brother Sunanda said, he spoke to me. And I think you know what he wants. And since he is Krishna, he will not talk directly to you, but he talked to me. Never, 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 said Nanda Maharaj. I think you should agree to his proposal. He wants to take care of the big house. Nanda was... I need to speak with my wife about this. Because it meant that Krishna would leave now the village of Vrindavan and go for cowherding pastimes into the forest of Braj. And he spoke with Yashoda late into the night. And the next morning, Nanda Maharaj walked into the assembly. Everyone got up, made place for him, and Nanda went through the crowd. He sat down, and with a voice full of emotion, he said, in 1 or 2 days, Krishna will go and herd the big house. And the whole of Braj exploded in joyous exclamation, because that's what they did in Vrindavan. They are cowherders. Not a little calf herders also, but mainly cowherders. The day was made. We Vaishnavas celebrate this day as Gopastami, and Krishna was presented with a lagudi, a stick which was reddish like this pullover. I mean, there was a reddish cloth like this, and then a golden string which was winding up. It looked very beautiful. And he got also other things which he required for cow herding. There are 4 things which Krishna uses for cow herding, and yesterday we tried to get them together. I think there are 5 really, but there are many enumerations. One is his voice. He needs to have a very clear voice. He will shout out, hey, hey, for the cows. And then there are different signals, like when they should go to the water and drink and so on. He requires his flute. He calls with his flute different groups of cows. The stick, the lagudi, the bugle, or it's a horn. And the 5th is given to him by his loving mother, a blanket. He will wear this blanket around his shoulders, and in a way it warms him or protects him when there is rain or gusts of wind, which are very rare. Very rare. It was mostly during the Govardhan Leela, and sometimes Krishna Leela has many aspects. So it envelops him like the love of Yashoda. It's a very, very dear blanket. In the winter, this blanket has the color black. There must be several blankets, but winter blanket is black, and we will talk about this black blanket. There's another item which he uses, and I think yesterday you knew. Do you know today also the other item which Krishna uses for cow herding pastimes. They're called the Niryoga Pasha, the rope. They are made of silk, these ropes, and they have tassels, you know, some ornamentation with pearls. Very beautiful, because the best should be given to the cows. So then Krishna goes out every morning out of the village of Vrindavan. He goes through the eastern gate. He returns through the western gate. He will use his lagudi, but he will never hit the cows. He will either tap them on the back, or he will just tap on the ground, and then the cows, by the sound, left, right, they know where to go, because he loves them. And this shawl, this blanket which he has, Tsoda says, the winter blanket is black. Yeah, it is also used against the rain in the monsoon time. And if Krishna sees a little calf which is shivering from the cold, he covers the calf with his own blanket and says, "Are you missing your mother?" and in this way the calf is well protected, and then Krishna gives him an affectionate hug, and the calf is very good. Krishna likes this blanket very much. He holds it very dear because it was given to him by Yashoda, and he panics when he loses it or it gets stolen. In Vrindavan, a lot of loving stealing goes on. And Syamananda read today, or sang today with you, the song glorifying the greatest of thieves that comes from Krishna. He started this all, this thieving. He is at in the song from Bilva Mangala Thakur. We heard he is he's known as a terrible thief, because even his name is such a thief that when you hear it, your karma is stolen away. Imagine there is a thief, and when you hear the name, you have to see, is your portemonnaie still in the pocket? Is your money still there? This is a terrible thief, and when alone his name is doing this. So Krishna is glorified as the thief like this. Mostly thief of hearts. Anyways, once, it was in the noontime, Krishna took rest on the blanket of Yashoda. He was lying on the ground of Vrindavan, sleeping and dreaming. And the gopis who saw that approached him. They made sure they wouldn't step on any dry branch or anything. They just came, and somehow or other, under the leadership of Radharani, they managed to steal the blanket on which Krishna was lying from him. So when Krishna woke up from his sleep, he first didn't notice the theft, but then he wanted to take his blanket and put it over the shoulder, but there was no blanket, and he panicked. How can I return home, he thought. What will, if Yashoda sees the blanket is gone? And he was thinking very sharply, who could have stolen the blanket while I was sleeping on it? My cowherd friends wouldn't do that. There's only one group of people who would do this. I know who's behind this. So Krishna went to Vashana and he went to Srimati Radharani and said, I know who has stolen my blanket. Return it. And Radha didn't even look his way. Oh, proud girl, I really need my blanket. Radha didn't even answer. Only Lalita came. They must have talked before. The queen of Vrindavan owns everything, including blankets. If you want to have the blanket, which you call your blanket, the queen has decided that you must fulfill four conditions. Anything I do. So Radha was, a slight smile began to move on her lip. The queen has decided that the first condition is you must stop harassing the gopis. I think I never harassed anyone, said Krishna, but yes. The next thing is stay always in Braj. Never leave Braj. Krishna said, yes. By then, Radha gave a sign to Lalita and Lalita stopped and Radha spoke. You must also promise, if you want your blanket back, that you always stay in my heart. Okay, said Krishna, anything. I must return this evening to, and Yashoda must see her the blanket. And the fourth thing, said Radha, is always support your devotees, especially when they are in their most difficult time in their lives. And Krishna said, yes, I will do this. I will take care of the devotees who have taken shelter of you, Radha. If they come through you, I will always take care of them, even in their most difficult time. My dear devotees, there are many, many, many kathas which speak about how Radha's kripa is more than that of Krishna, more unconditional. And perhaps Mahaprabhu, who has come with the effulgence and mood of Radha, represents this motherly love which is not dependent on conditions. So in this way, the blanket was returned under four conditions. But that is not what I wanted to tell you. I wanted to tell you an entirely different leela. I only remembered this at this just before I came. I thought the devotees should first of all hear about the black blanket and how absolutely important it is to Krishna that he became a beggar at Radha's threshold. So I wanted to tell you another leela, which brings out a particular point in your Krishna consciousness, which will be very, very nice. But first of all, I would like to introduce you to the simple technique that to sing the holy name and be mindful of Krishna. If you have heard something in this kata, in this, you know, blanket pastime and cowherding pastime, which you would like to focus your mind on, perhaps how he receives his lagudi, or how he walks out of the eastern gate with his devotees. You sing to that Krishna who holds a cowherd's stick and to who walks out every morning through the eastern gate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. A little bit more from the heart, if possible.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sometimes devotees wonder how they can improve their kirtan practice or their japa. Once Giriraj Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, how do we actually chant the holy names? And Srila Prabhupada's answer was actually startlingly simple. He said, just like you address me and speak to me, just like your sound, when you address it to me, goes into my ears and I listen to you. When you chant, you address Krishna through his holy names and he will listen to you. And then the connection is made. Let us sing in a connected way, please. Everybody please.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One more time, please, everybody. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. You are chanting very nicely. Very nice. One day, Krishna was in a very special mood. And his very intimate friends, like Madhu Mangal, Ujjwal, and Sudam could understand what was in his mind. He covered himself very much with his blanket and he told his friends, "My dear friends, I need to be alone. You please take your rest. It's noontime, you sleep." He was in a very special mood, if you so want. So Krishna went alone to a particular forest. Kamara is the forest. All covered with his blanket. He had an appointment. He folded his blanket when he arrived at a black stone. Very, very neatly he folded it. And he put the blanket down. The personality he had an appointment with was late. And he needed to spend the time waiting. So he sat down on his black blanket on a stone and waited for Srimati Radhika. But on that day, Jatila, we heard about this old lady who was always frustrated in her life, in Hari Prasad's, when he recited the verse. Jatila had kept a watchful eye over Radha, and she had even forbidden Radha to go on that day to Suryakund, where she would do pujas, which Jatila thought were in the interest of her family, Jatila's family, because when the sun god is pleased, so many blessings come. Jatila was so suspicious of Krishna that he would meet Radha, that on that day Radha was late. Krishna's desire for Srimati Radharani's Sangha increased and increased and increased. Repeatedly, he got up from the sitting place. He walked restlessly through the forest. He came back. He sat down some more. But again, he went up and walked. And finally, he said to his flute, "I can't take it any longer. You are my friend through the good and the bad times. Oh, friend, I'm standing at the edge of a precipice." That's like an abyss where it goes down, down, down. "I'm going down, 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 down if you don't save me. Only the touch of Srimati Radharani can save me now. Please communicate to Radha to somehow come. It's a great emergency." So the flute went into samadhi. Yeah, flutes can also go into samadhi in Vrindavan. And made a particular sound which could not be heard by anyone except Srimati Radharani. And the sound was, "Radha, quickly come." Now, Radharani was already close. She had managed to sneak out. There is a door, she knows. She sneaks out. And she wanted to surprise Krishna. So Krishna was sitting there. The flute music was going on, the samadhi-like flute music. But then she wanted to come very close, but then she stepped on a dry branch. Crack! Krishna whirled around and saw Radharani's golden effulgence. It flooded Krishna with the tremendous love in Radharani's heart. You must say, no, our Krishna cannot be impressed by beauty, by wealth or by dresses. He's always impressed only by Radha. And by love. And because Radharani is Mahabhava Swarupini, the form, the very form of the highest type of love, this love flooded Krishna and saved him from his pangs of separation. He rushed over to Radha and left his black winter blanket on the stone. They spent many hours together. Sometimes later, Srimati Radharani returned. But the association had so much impacted Krishna that he continued to walk alone through the forest in a daze of love. Radha was in his mind, Radha was outside, and like this. Perhaps he remembered one pastime where Radha made, even we heard today how Krishna made Radha very angry, and then Radha went into a loving mood of scornful rejection, no? And how then Krishna invited for the morning dinner, morning, what is it called? Breakfast. Through Nanda Maharaj, the whole family of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, his wife and his two daughters, and his one of them was Srimati Radharani. And when Radha was compelled to come, and she thought, oh, have you stepped down to such a low platform that you go twisting and turning and in this way? And then Krishna pacified her. You remember how? He stuck his head in the sun rays, and there was a long shadow of his head that ended where? At Radha's lotus feet. You remember everything. And then Radha was just won over. Anyways, it's never a complete rejection, and put the hands. But Radha also does things towards Krishna, which are crooked. Once Nanda Maharaj was standing there, and Krishna was nearby, just next to him. Now, Nanda and Yashoda do not know about the transcendental closeness of the relationship of Radha and Krishna. It is kept a secret, a well-kept secret. For them, Krishna also is only a little boy, and little boys don't have interest in gopis. Krishna would feel most awkward if his parents would find out. So Krishna was there next to Nanda, and Radha came. And Radha, you must know, one of Srimati Radharani's very secret weapons, which act like arrows that are fired from a very advantageous position, are what? Has sidelong glances, yes. Thank you, yes. So she threw her sidelong glances at Krishna, and Krishna became so stunned that his flute fell to the ground, pang, before Nanda Maharaj, who looked. And the next thing, the arrows of the sidelong glances hit a second time, and this time the bugle that the cowherd, you know, that's like a horn, which when it falls, it makes a really loud sound, fell also down. So Rupa Manjari says to Radha, "Oh Radha, do you know how embarrassing this is for Krishna? Right before his father, flute and bugle fell down because of your glance? please do not embarrass Krishna while King Nanda is standing nearby. Turn your restless, sidelong glance away from him. Otherwise, who knows what else he will drop? Maybe his turban, maybe his dress. When Krishna is in his cowherding dress, you must know how he dresses. He has a golden shirt. His turban has what color? Orange? Yes. His belt? It's like a sash more. Red? Wonderful. And this dress is so gorgeous. Somehow he's compared like to a baby elephant. Don't know, Hari Prasad, are baby elephants dressed in dresses like this?
His walking gait.
His walking gait is, it's like an elephant. Radha's walking gait is like a swan. The swan doesn't go so much. It goes back and forth like this. So the walking gait, like a baby elephant. So what else will fall? Maybe the turban? Maybe the golden shirt? What to speak of other things? So, yes, so this is Radha. Sidelong glance. So anyways, Krishna went in a love-dazed way through the forest of Kamara. All of a sudden, a thought struck him. Where is my black winter blanket? He went to the stone. The black winter blanket was not on the stone. Oh, said Krishna. He must have remembered the earlier incident. So there were some gopis nearby who were from time to time looking at him, who were outwardly engaged in cleaning the forest or tidying up the forest so that there were no traces of the meeting of Radha and Krishna. And very humbly, Krishna went to the gopis and said, "Dear friends, have you seen my winter blanket?" One gopi smiled. "A strong wind came by Siam. It picked up your winter blanket. I saw it and threw it into the Yamuna." So this was a very unlikely proposal. Krishna said, "Come on, there are not such strong and long winds like this." Then another gopi said, "Oh Siam, I saw a cow. The cow was munching on something. It must have been your winter garland. No, your winter blanket. Why do I?" "For a small flute song, we will give you a much better blanket." Krishna said, "I need this blanket. It is from Yashodama." Truth be told, the gopis didn't know where the winter blanket went. So Krishna continued walking, and all of a sudden, he saw Dovasha Muni. "My dear devotees, the saint was only dressed in a loincloth. He had matted hair that covered him. Maybe he had bound them in a top knot, I do not know, but a lot of hair is there. He looks very strong because Mahabharata Adipava says, that Brahmana who's strong in austerities, who keeps his thoughts about Dharma extremely secret, that sage is known as Durvasa. You must know one thing about Durvasa. He is glorious, 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 and he is also feared. For what is he feared? He has a short temper. So Krishna went to Durvasa with folded hands, and he saw how Durvasa was holding the blanket with tears in his eyes, as if this is the greatest treasure for him. Durvasa addressed Krishna, "O son of Nanda, is this your blanket?" And Krishna answered, "O Muni, it was mine until it came to you. My duty is like that of my father, to distribute wealth to the brahmanas daily. But I can never accept charity from you. Therefore, the blanket belongs now to you. I cannot take it back. I can only accept the gift of transcendental knowledge from you. You know the road to Dharma. You know that road which leads conditioned souls to liberation. Please deal with that blanket as you wish. My obeisances are to you. All glories to you." This is how Krishna worships the brahmanas, through gifts, through his shakti. He had all arranged that the blanket came to Durvasa because he was naked and winter was there. A warm winter blanket is very necessary. But there is another very important lesson here. Durvasa did not dress in the blanket. He kept it like this. Perhaps later he'd also used the blanket. My dear devotees, there is great blessings to be had in the things that are tadiya, that belong to Krishna. And by accepting these things that were used by Krishna, you can cross over the illusory energy. There's this verse in the Bhagavatam, Tvayopabukta Shrakanda Vasolankara Chachita Uchishta Bujino Dasas Tava Mayam Yajemahi. Uddhava, the personal servant of Krishna, has informed us, "My Lord, simply by decorating ourselves with the garlands which you have already enjoyed, decorating ourselves with the fragrant oils, cloths, and ornaments that you have already enjoyed, and by eating the remnants of your meals, we, your servants, will indeed conquer your illusory energy." Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has asked the question, somebody may ask, "Good, my dear devotees, your faith in the things which Krishna used is very fine. Good, I recommend you. But what is your program to conquer Maya?" And the devotees answer, "Well, if Maya attacks us, we conquer Maya by the prasad weapon. The things which come from Krishna are all called prasad, no?" So the inquirer might still say, "But devotees, don't be so naive. Look at the naked sages. Look how seriously they endeavor in their spiritual practices. They don't just eat, they fast. They practice celibacy, raising their semen upwards. They are peaceful, they are sinless. They are members of the renounced order. They only attain the spiritual world What is your process? What is your methodology? And the devotees will strongly say, we will not cross Maya with the naked sages. We will cross Maya with your devotees who have a similar nature as we. By which method? By the light of your Sudarshan chakra, we will go through the darkness of Maya to you. This Sudarshan chakra has the form of remembering and glorifying your pastimes. By this process, remembering and glorifying your pastimes, we will easily cross the darkness of Maya. My dear devotees, when you offer ordinary food and some spices to Krishna, this food takes on a special electrifying nature. When you offer your words, like the holy name, like chanting the holy name to Krishna, these names are especially, they are Krishna actually. And when words which glorify Krishna are entering your ears, then, my dear devotees, the electrifying potency, electrifying is a mundane word, you know what I mean, the spiritual potency of the holy name, of the katha, will come to you. Oh, I have it. My dear devotees, today we will distribute two types of Mahaprasad. We will distribute the sacred rice which was tasted by Lord Jagannath to you. It is said in Puri, you get love of Godhead by eating the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. In Navadvip, love is given by the holy name. And in Vrindavan, love is given by the Brajaraj, the Braj dust. So I will ask Prahlad Nrisinga. Are you here, Prahlad Nrisinga? No? Then I will ask Nilambara. He will stand at the exit and give you at the end. This Mahaprasad, it has just come. I heard it is very special, but every devotee will say this is very special. And most probably they are right. And the second type of Mahaprasad which you will get is holy powder. You can see it is still the lila was going on all day. You can see the colors coming down here. No? Green, purple. Oops, don't want to show with the left hand. So, please take this idea from Uddhava. Oh, it's not an idea. This tattva from Uddhava with you. I have one god brother, His Holiness Indradrumna Maharaj, who is really going after all kinds of Mahaprasad. He must have already. I don't know how much, because of the faith in this process. Please take Mahaprasad always in a respectful way. I remember once I was in Puri and eating the Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath. We were getting ready, and then I had put my blanket on the floor, and before us there was the leaf plate. I do remember the king of Puri, who is somehow very friendly to us. He came twice to Berlin, was there on one side, then the next king was there, the queen was there, everyone was there, and we got our Mahaprasad on our green leaf plates while sitting on the floor. but no one started to eat. I looked to the king, he didn't start to eat, and he looked towards me. I leaned over and I said, I'm sorry, I'm from the West, I don't, is something wrong? Oh, Swamiji, yes, you are wrong. What do I do wrong? Please, you kindly tell me. I correct everything on the spot. Well, you sitting on the blanket, you are a little higher than the Mahaprasadam. And we always need to be lower than the Mahaprasadam. We need to respect Mahaprasadam. So I immediately got the blanket away. I also found the blanket later. And we were then all sitting on the naked floor, nothing between our bodies and the marble, which was a little cold. And we respected Mahaprasad. There is a verse in the Panchatantra, Tantra. When you go to a doctor, when you go to an astrologer, when you go chant a mantra, in all these undertakings, faith in the process will decide how successful this is. You can't chant a mantra faithlessly. You can't also expect to be healed if you don't trust your doctor, and so on. Shraddha is of a deciding nature here. So when you accept the Mahaprasad from Krishna, when you hear also the holy name, when you hear Krishna Katha, a respectful attitude, humble attitude, a receptive attitude will decide the amount of how much these processes affect you spiritually. So our katha will rest here. Opajarijis. Opajarijis.
Ja. Wie machen wir das? Sollen wir vielleicht singen und dann kommen sie? Kommen sie zum Altar? Sind hier vielleicht dann die männlichen Pujaris und die weiblichen da? Und wenn, ja.
Good. So, Hare Krishna, we will come to the conclusion with Mahaprasadam here. And Nilambara gives you the Jagannath rice. How will you take it? with a faithful attitude and with full respect, no? Then you have a good result. So the way we will do it is the men can come here and the ladies can come to the ladies, but if you are not like a brahmachari or so, it doesn't matter. We took this care. Maybe for spiritual reasons, ladies can come there and men there, and we will sing in the time. So, I suggest not all of us at the same time. Although it is good to battle for the right things. Choose your battles wisely, but we can also do this. Good. I will need to remove myself from here.